USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran's disputing his claim, but President Trump says a U.S. Navy warship shot down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz yesterday.
Ignoring multiple calls to stand down and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew, the drone was immediately destroyed.
Since the president spoke there late yesterday, Iran has said all of its drones are accounted for, suggesting that the U.S. Navy may have accidentally downed an American drone over the strait. Two-thirds of the lower 48 expected to face dangerously hot temperatures and oppressive humidity through the weekend. The National Weather Service says a large dome of high pressure will let temperatures surge near 100 in many locations. It's going to be stretching from the western plains to the east coast. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky with a story about reports one of the congresswomen that President Trump has been targeting with recent tweets and comments may have married her own brother.
Marriage fraud? Reports Representative Ilhan Omar, who's from Somalia, one of the four members of the Progressive Squad, may have married her brother back in 2009. She denies it. Reporter David Steinberg with PJ Media has been investigating this story now for a year. He claims to have evidence she was in a sham marriage with her biological brother. Now, reporters asking President Trump about this. He says there was a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to her brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to her brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know.
A bill to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 by 2025 passed by the House and headed now to the Senate. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Yesterday was a second day of protests by supporters of Eric Garner in New York City, 5 years after the African-American man's death, after he was put in a chokehold by a white police officer, leading apparently to Garner's death by an asthma attack. Protesters have promised 11 days of demonstrations after the Department of Justice ruled this week that no civil charges would be filed against the officer who put him in that chokehold. One of Garner's relatives saying during a protest yesterday,
"It wasn't only people that looked like me, it was everyone, and that's the way that it should be."
Delta Airlines will soon have doses of Narcan included in the emergency medical kits on board all of its aircraft. The emergency medication used to reverse opioid overdoses now being added after a passenger on a recent Delta flight tweeted that a man died, saying afterwards other passengers and even a doctor were unable to save him because the antidote was not available. Delta says the medication will now be available by this fall. So far, United, Frontier, and Alaska Airlines, and now, soon, Delta, will have added the life-saving medication to their fleet of aircraft. And organizers of Woodstock 50 have reapplied to try to hold the festival at a site in New York State after a town planning board rejected their appeal for a permit a few days ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.